Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 30 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees.
KTMR, go ahead. Just made the switch. Yep, and your audio is perfect. So it's definitely something to do with just being, it's almost like it's just the local receive, I guess. Although I sound fine coming to you, so I don't know. I'll have to pick Sean's brain.
Yep, I agree. Definitely just something locally between us or whatever. There are two people on that, you know, repeater. But you around any big plans for today? Or just kind of messing around the house?
Connected to CMN Network.
No, nothing really. Just hanging out. Going to keep programming this Motorola before I throw it because it's got busy channel lockout on and I can't figure out how to turn it off. So anytime there's a key, I have to wait for the carrier to drop completely to key up.
Oh, that sounds fun. If you do need that meter, let me know. I think Amber's running out later today. She can drop it by for you if you need it.
I appreciate it. That's going to be my last ditch. I don't think I need it. I'd be surprised if it was RF-related because it's only when it's in and out audio on the repeater. It's God, dude, I don't know. I'm so confused. No, I don't think it's RF because it's reaching far, and I talked on it all the way to 32 and Plank the other day with Sean in the morning. and he was coming in on Warren, so that tells me it's not RF. It's something somewhere on the receive or inside the repeater that's just not set correctly.
Uh-oh, what's happening?
Good morning. If Phil and I are both on the Elmont repeater, the audio is, like, super, super low, but as soon as someone else comes in, say on Romeo or Warren or over the network, it's crystal clear and booming, like the transmitter coming out of the repeater. So it's only low if him and I are both on that repeater.
So my audio right now is perfectly fine. Plenty of it, right?
Correct, and so is Phil's because he's on Romeo, but he's on his way into work, and we were just talking on Elmont, and the audio was like 50 to 60% less.
Is there a repeat disable button on that thing? I can't remember.
There's a P0 through 3, and then there's a power button, that's it.
So I'm wondering if there's an internal controller, and when you guys are local on the repeater directly, it's using the internal controller and therefore the internal audio path. And but if you're going out to or coming in from the network, you know, it clearly has to, it goes directly from the All-Star controller to the transmitter. That would be my guess. So there's got to be a controller board, and I can't recall. I'll have to look at the manual for that and see if there's like a repeater knockdown. You want it to be a base because you're external. You don't want it to use the internal controller. That'd be my guess.
Okay. So would that be a separate board in the unit, or would that be a board in the transmit radio? Because when I was reading through the manual on how to set it up, it was telling me to jump a pad inside the transmit radio, but I'm assuming that would have already been done because this is a factory unit.
Let me pull up the manual. I'm heading out the door right now, so it's going to be a bit. But let me pull up the manual when I get back. Well, let me pull it up real quick right now. Hold on.
Morning, Sean. Hey, Dakota, I'm actually pulling up, so I'll let you two get back and hopefully figure this out. So I will talk to you later on. So you guys have a good day and chat with you later. K8TMR.
All right, man. Sounds good. At ADVF.
The jumper JP2, I'm guessing there's a separate board inside the unit. There's a jumper JP2. Whatever its condition is, do the opposite. I'm guessing N.
So a separate board in the repeater, not in the mobile, JP2. If it's jumped, unjump it. If it's not jumped, jump it.
Yeah, I'm looking inside right now. There's a little board right behind the fan. So there's the radio, the fan, and then there's a little board. And on that board, there's a JP2. And I'm guessing you want to, whatever the condition of it is, change it. And that should disable the repeater. What that means is it'll disable the internal repeat. And therefore, you know, it'll only use the All-Star controller, and therefore your audio route through it as well. That'd be my guess.
I will give it a go because it's got to be something dumb. I don't know why that wouldn't be done if this thing was in use, but I will take it apart in a minute here and see what it looks like.
No, it most certainly wouldn't be done because this thing was a repeater with out, it probably didn't have an external controller, but you're introducing an external controller, so you have to go in and change it. I almost certainly, it wouldn't be done.
The more you know. All right, cool. Well, I'm hoping it's that simple.
I got a picture of the board here. It's not very clear, though. It looks like they're showing, like, resistors and capacitors. They're not showing jumpers. Oh, wait, J1. There's one. Jumper 1. Boy, it should be silkscreened on the board. Wait a minute, right here. Yeah, it's not a very good picture. I can, and there's no good pictures of that board, so maybe I'll pop the lid off the one here. Well, you'll probably have it figured out by then. All right, I gotta go. I'm gonna get out the door, meet the boys for breakfast, and I'll let you know if I figure anything out.
I knew you would know. I'll text you and let you know what I find. Appreciate it. And hey, DBF.
WFU.
Did you get my picture? I did. I just texted you back. I had that exact board in there, so I just got to figure out what's what.
Yeah, you'll see that header or those four jumpers. It looks like all three are. It looks like one is in, two is out, and three and four are in. I bet you if you open yours, all four are in.
Oh, so those are just jumpers? Like I don't even have to solder or anything?
Not at all. You just it's just one of those little, you know, two pin jumper things.
Give me 2 seconds, I'm going to pop the cover. This is why I call you the Godfather.
Was that it?
I would assume so. I don't have any way of testing, but they're all in, so I'm going to pull two out.
Yeah, that'll disable the repeater. That's disable repeat. The reason you do that is so that it does not use the internal controller, and it uses, and then it'll have to use the external controller, and you know, and then your audio will get processed from the same source.
All right, good deal. I'll test with Wyatt or Phil. Probably, I don't know. Phil's working, so I don't know. I'll screw around, maybe I'll disconnect and drive around, turn on Echo. But, sweet, that was an easy fix. I was worried I had issues with the radio. Did I break it?
Oh, no, I'm at Starbucks. Hold on. All right, anyhow, I was just paying for my drink. What did you say? Did you break it?
No, that is most definitely what it was then, because, yeah, like you said, all four were jumped, so I'm pretty sure we're good now. So, appreciate it. What an easy fix.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was the problem you were having, so I should have put two and two together, and when you were, thank you, and when you were monkeying with the audio, and I didn't quite put together what exactly your problem was, and when you explained it to me this morning, I'm like, ah, okay, ding, ding, ding.
Well, if I'm being honest, I didn't really narrow it down 100% until last night, so I was able to properly explain it now.
Yeah, and in fairness, I should have known that, you know, right? I mean, that box you got's a repeater, right? So it's got an internal repeater controller. So the first thing you got to do is take out the internal repeater controller because you're introducing an external repeater controller. So you don't want the competing radio pads or keying, you know, or control or any of that stuff. And, you know, it just didn't even dawn on me. So, duh.
Well, good deal. My $150 repeater gets to continue and work like it's supposed to. The last question I'm going to ask you for the day, please tell me how to turn off Busy's channel lockout.
On your prep or on the repeater? It can't be on the repeater. On your prep?
I don't know if it's possible, but I'm in CPS 16.
It is. And it's I had the same problem. It's not as straightforward as you think. They don't call it that. They call it like clear channel permit or something. I forget. There's a word for it. You know, that's Wally / Fred / just about anybody that plays with those XTR radios can answer that in a second. Because I just did this, and it's not what you think. And I don't even know if it's global. I think you got to do it per channel. So that's a bugger. But that might be for DMR because there's a DMR. It's like, oh Jesus! I just went through this. I'm not good with that radio. It's not labeled as such. It's like, well, by now somebody's maybe heard me and waiting, so shut up, I'm key, so I can say the answer. Well, that was a gamble, that didn't work out. Yeah, it's something fairly straightforward. It's just not as obvious as, you know, Busy Channel Lockout. It's got some other name like, you know, Clear Permit or something like that, I don't know, or Admit Criteria. You know, always, or something like that.
Yeah, transmit, admit criteria, but I just can't find that thing, so I don't know. I'll keep researching and digging around. ScopeLink software, it's not the most complicated thing in the world. Like, it's complicated in some aspects, but then other things like this that should be smacking me in the face, I cannot find.
Okay, go to the channel. Go to the individual channel you're interested in it on, and then once you bring up all the criteria for the channel, scroll all the way down, and in the lower right, it's down there in the lower right somewhere.
I found it. So, this mother effort. So, when you, by default, when you open a channel in basic view, you have to go up to view and turn on expert view to see the rest of the channel settings. It's admin criteria.
There you go. All right, here's the pitch. I think it's a channel by channel basis. So that means if you've got a timer, it's going to probably be whatever. You know, it's probably going to be on all of them, so that is annoying. I just don't believe that that's a correct way to do that, but I think that's how they do it. This, I don't know if there's a global time setting, in which case you could maybe set that really long, and then that way you don't have to go through every channel disabling it. You know, you could just make the time long. But I don't know. I never got that far. I just had one channel that was bugging me on, and I turned it on and turned it off, and that solved it for me, at least so far. And so far as I think that solved it for me, I don't know. All right, good luck.
You the man. Thank you. Enjoy your breakfast. And I think you can actually maybe just highlight them all and then change it.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 0800 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 0900 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1000 hours. Clear. 28 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8SQN, are you there?
Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 28 degrees.
KF8VKY, this is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo calling. KF8VKY, this is November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo calling. Negative copy, 8BZR clear. 8KJO, KC8KKUJO. This is N8BZR. KF8FQN, KF8FQN, N8BZR.
N8BZR from N8WRO.
Hello, Tim, N8WRO, this is N8BZR. Good to hear your voice today. What's up?
Just listening, monitoring, and I know Tom's feeling a little under the weather today. I had yesterday. I had a brief QSO on Statewide 1 with him this morning. He's probably taking a break. Just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I heard part of that QSO. I knew he was sick. I just wanted to wish him well if he was awake. I figure he would have shut the radio off if he wanted to, you know, to get some rest. But I know he needs his rest right now. I just got over that cold thing. I don't know, it lasted a couple of weeks. It wasn't too nasty. It was kind of moderate. But, yeah, I missed a day of work over it. Over.
All right. Copy your last. I didn't know if you were aware or not, so that's good. Appreciate that. Also wanted to say I appreciate you assisting before I didn't get a chance to talk to you about K4ZYQ, all the help you provided. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Bob. Passed information on. Yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, we're gonna miss old Joe, I think. I used to chase him around on the radio, and I used to hear him everywhere. I mean, I heard him on
FGS, clear. KF8FT1, listening.
Hey, this is NABZR. Yeah, I just got designated, so I'll give you a call later. I was calling you earlier to just say hello. NABZR out.
NABZR, this is KF8FT1. If you're talking to me, 73CU, and this is KF8FT1. Clear and listening.
KF8FUN, this is KF8FGS. David here.
KF8FGS, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec, November. Go ahead.
You're connected.
Yeah,
to CMN
got a good strong signal on you. What repeater are you hitting, you know? I'm bouncing off of Warren.
TFA FCS, go ahead.
This is KF8 FGS. Go ahead.
I'm pretty lost you there. I'm hitting the Romeo repeater.
Oh, roger that. Roger that. What's your QTH?
Everyone. Hey, I gotta go. Dakota arrived at my house. Dropping off an all-star note. So, maybe I'll hear you again. Sorry for not answering the question. And this is KF8FQN clear.
All right, KF8FQN. This is KF8FGS, finding good signal. We'll be monitoring.
Good morning, Georgia.
Good morning, NABPA. This is KF8FGS. Good to hear your voice.
It's Kelly, QS Horizon Double Nickel, 443-55.
Yeah, let me see if I can get over to Double Nickel. KF8FGS, QSY.
This is KF8FSX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Sierra X-ray, driving on HD monitoring.
NABPA, this is KF8FGS.
KF8FGS, WATPA. I'll copy it.
W8PPA, this is KF8FGS. Go ahead.
How's my signal, David? How copy? Back to you.
Have a good copy. Good copy. 5x9, full signal strength. Modulating fine. I got no scratchy, no popcorn. A good signal. Back to you.
Wow, that's peculiar. Typically, my signal is pretty bad here on this region. Okay, what happens? Well, I'm glad I've been heard over the FBI system. If you can go to my QRZ.com page, you will find the antenna, the little antenna that I'm operating. now from. Oh, it's interesting. And it's on, not even above the roof. It's pretty close, shadowed by the roof from that computer. Warren, I think. Okay, David, KFA, DFGS, WATPA. I'll be monitoring, and you have a great, great Saturday and Sunday. And we'll talk to you later, okay? 73.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good to hear you. Haven't heard you in a number of days. It's always good to be heard. Yeah, we're close to our QTH, so as I heard somebody say, I'm about to, how did the guy put it, about to be destination. This is KF8FGS in the mobile, 73, and we'll see you in church.
WATPA, listening.
This is KF8FSX driving on HT. How do you copy?
KF8, Foxtrot Sierra X-ray. Is that your call sign? Or was it you who was operated from the school bus? This is W8 Bravo Papa Alpha.
Happy, I got you loud and clear. How's my, how am I coming across?
Fully readable. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Sierra X-ray. This is W8 Bravo Papa Alpha. You're fully readable with a little noise in the background, but that's not a problem. Back to you. What's your name and what's your location, current location?
I am driving in Warren. Normally from Melvindale. My name is Karen. I will be stationary in Warren shortly.
Trust your X-ray. I'm looking up. Karen, nice to meet you, Karen. Now I see your face on QZ.com. Well, my name is Vladimir, and I'm located in Southfield. Now stationary, not driving. Back to you, Karen.
Nice to meet you, Vladimir. I'm glad you found me on QRZ. You can go ahead and add me as a contact if you want to. I'll add you back. Just checking my new signal stick while I'm driving to see how well I'm coming across and what kind of signal I'm getting, so I'm glad you can hear me well.
Tom, your signal is perfect right now. Well, probably you're not far from the repeater location. Okay, Karen, I'll be here on this frequency for a while, and I will be glad to give you a signal report. Wherever you are, if I am available currently, but I will be staying here for a while. Okay, drive safely and talk to you later. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Foxtrot Sierra X-ray WATPA. Over.
Thank you, Vladimir. I appreciate that. I will drive safely and I will be monitoring KF8 FSX 73.
W-A-E-P-A, W-A-R-I-T.
W-A-R-I-T, is it Romeo India Tango? W-A-P-P-A, over.
Yes, you have the call sign correct. I'd like to ask you a question starting off, hopefully for further conversation. Kind of sticky with world conflict and such, but I'd like to ask you, are you Russian or Ukrainian?
Well, I guess your name is David because I'm looking at your web page on QRZ.com. Well, David, I am an American. I am a proud American citizen. And yes, my roots are Russian. Is that the answer that you wanted from me? Back to you.
Actually, that was. And thanks for that correction, yes, because I did need that, yes. I should have probably worded that differently for heritage. Well, with that, I'll say, Zdravstvuyte, Privet, Menya Zavutei, as you already know. I would like to ask you, Vladimir, if you could, I'd like to know if you could kindly give me a little bit of some language lessons. I know a smattering of Russian, that's why I'd ask. So I'd like to know maybe if you could help me on pronunciation, maybe, of this phrase. So I might tell you, Moya Bivshezhenya Zhitna Samaskva.
I got something, well, I didn't understand the phrase, but I got Moscow and Zhitya, something like that. Oh. Can you repeat it slowly so that I can understand better? W-8 Romeo India Tango. This is W-8 Bravo Papa Alpha. Back to you.
Yeah, sure. The phrase is, Moya Bivshezhenya Zhitna Samaskva. So maybe if I know if you could help correct me on that a bit.
I'm trying to translate it into English. What you said sounded like Polish to me, like Polish or maybe Ukrainian. I don't speak neither Polish nor Ukrainian. Did you say, can you tell me the English translation? My best living was living in Moscow. Is that what you wanted to say? Back to you, David.
Пожалуйста, извините за мое плохое русский. Vladimir, what I was trying to ask, let me ask you, how would you say, because I did that basically, I think you trying to teach myself through Google Translate. So how would I say the phrase in Russian, you know, basically that my ex-wife lives in Moscow? How would I say that?
My previous wife lives in Moscow. Is that what you want? My previous wife, ex-wife, right? Do you mean that my previous wife lives in Moscow?
Correct. Yes. How would I say that in Russian?
Okay, I can say it slowly three times. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. And once again. Моя бывшая жена живет в Москве. Is it clear? Back to you, David.
Yes, that was clear. I'm going to need some definite practice with that. Well, anyways, boy, I'm enjoying this nice sunny day out. Might even bring the bicycle out and get a few laps around the block or something. Maybe not too far here, but probably have to get out and do something and enjoy the sunny weather here. I might ask this more in the future, Vladimir, if I could. Here's another question that I need to rephrase how I ask people this, because it could very easily be misinterpreted. But what kind of ham radio operator are you? And by that I mean, what areas of the hobby do you particularly enjoy?
David, I got you. W-8-R-I-T-W-8-P-P-H. I got licensed 2 years ago here in the United States. but I used to be a ham radio operator in Russia. And my major interest right now is about building peculiar antennas. That's my call sign, W8BBA, building peculiar antennas. And if you go to QRZ.com to my page, you will see a couple of them there. And my next project is going on, and hopefully by the end of the April, it will be fully functional here for this particular 70 centimeter band. So that's my interest now. I don't have HT equipment. Maybe later this year or next year, I'll buy something for myself. But so far, I operate on the UHF VHF. W8RIT, W8BPA. Back to you, Dave.
And W8RIT, I'm not certain. Was there another station in there? If so, go ahead.
Thank you, RIT. This is N8 Bravo Zulu Romeo. I heard you guys talking. I just wanted to jump in here and say something to Vladimir. Hey, Vladimir, have you ever built a COCO antenna? That's a COCO antenna. That's a coax collinear antenna. You take half wavelengths of coax and solder them all together in a certain way, and makes a 9 dB antenna about 6 feet long. Sorry to interrupt, guys. Just had to jump in there when I heard him talking about antennas. NABZR, we're listening.
Okay, Brian, I understand your question. November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. You probably refer the bazooka antenna. Well, I built one of them or something like that for 40 meter band back in the day, probably 20 years ago, maybe 25 or 30, I can't remember exactly. It was not a dipole type. It was asymmetrical, like more like Windom antenna. But yes, it was built with a coaxial in the central part. And it was really quiet. Yes, that is a good antenna. Should be. Well, bazooka, probably bazooka is what you want to Google. Back to you, Brian.
Let's let our RIT jump in there, and then I'll respond. Over.
Hi, Brian, and welcome to the conversation. Good morning, or good afternoon. And pretty interesting there, Vladimir. Yeah, I haven't really done too much myself with any peculiar antennas, but I have read about some things in the past where I think it was somewhere down south, Kentucky or something like that, they did have some unofficial contest where people would come and congregate and use, kind of like what you're talking about, various household items that you wouldn't normally think of for antenna that they're using. Anything from, I don't know, metal bed frames and aluminum lawn chairs and such, but I think some people have advantages in dangers as far as that goes for all the peculiar forms of antenna. So maybe I'd like to ask you, Vladimir, if you could tell me what you might consider has been your most something that, you know, people wouldn't have actually thought of. Anyways, let me toss it back to you there, Brian. He was NABZR from W8RIT.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. I think your name was NABZR, November 8th, Bravo Zulu Romeo. Beezer was my nickname when I was a little kid, and that's how I grabbed that call sign from someone who passed away. But, hey, Vladimir, cock de la, cock de la. Did I say that right? No, it's not a bazooka antenna. It's different. It's a collinear antenna where you cut half wavelengths of coax and you solder them center conductor to the shield conductor. And you alternate like that eight pieces of coax. And I've got mine all built, ready to go. I just have to attach a feed line to it, and then I'll run it on the VNA and see how it's doing. So, talk to you later, Vladimir. Over.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
That's nice to know. Michigan Central Emergency Network. That's good. Okay, Brian, I got your idea. Yes, I've seen it on the internet. Yes, I agree with you. This is not a bazooka type antenna. Well, I will be interested in how it works when you're ready to use it. Well, guys, David and Brian, if you go to QRZ.com with my call sign in the database, my web page contains my email address. So you feel free to hit me, to shoot me with your emails and with your telephone numbers. I will be glad to get in touch with you, whatever it is, antenna affairs or maybe fishing. I know David lives in that class, short, maybe. He has a boat. I will be there. I will be there during the summertime. Okay, and David, the microphone is yours, sir.
Okay, very good. Vladimir, M3, Ocean Priyatna. Over to you, Brian, and I'd like to ask you, are you, for this coax antenna, are you maybe putting it inside like a sheath, like a tube, maybe PVC or something for some vertical support? Over to you, Brian.
Roger that. I'm going to put it into a piece of 3/4 inch PVC, or maybe 1/2 inch. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. Maybe the 3/4 will be stiffer if I want to put it on the roof. And then I set these antennas up. I'm on the second story of a wood building. I set it out right next to my bed there. Wife doesn't complain too much, and they seem to get out really good. My roll-up, or I mean my J-pole antenna that I cut for plastic works really good. And, I'm going to probably put the cocoa antenna in there. I have it sheathed with, where you do the soldering, I put, heat shrink over it, and then I sheathed the whole thing in polyester, sheathing. I don't know how that's going to affect the antenna yet. That'll be a test, and then I'll stick it up in, the PVC. Go ahead.
Yeah, sounds pretty good there, Brian, and, for the, I guess you said there's 8 independent links of coax. They mentioned that you go from center conductor to shield on them and just alternate. How long are each of these independent sections of coax? And I'm assuming it also matters as far as maybe RG58, which may have something to do with then with the velocity factor, because I'm also, I'm kind of curious overall, is it collinear? Is it, basically, I'm assuming that a lot better for us on the ground, compared to quarter wave vertical.
David, I caught most of that up to the point where you start talking about velocity factor, and then I lost you. It was all staticky. I don't know if you're in a mobile or a HD or whatever, but I lost the end of that conversation. But I heard you were still talking, so I waited before I keyed. But velocity factor of the RG58, the cheap stuff I bought from Amazon, is 0.66. repeat, 0.66. It doesn't really matter what coax you use as long as you match up the velocity factor. But most coax, that cheap stuff, is 0.66. You could use RGA, you could use anything you want, but I didn't think that the other stuff would fit so well up in the PVC pipe. So, yeah, and I got to figure out how to do the ground, how to do the feed point. I have to put a grounding thing a quarter of a wavelength away from the antenna. Or a half a wavelength away from the antenna. I'm sorry, I'm driving here. I'm trying to concentrate. Okay, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, this antenna sounds pretty intriguing. For the collinear. And then the other question I was curious, Brian, is for the independent links of coax, approximately how long are they for each of the sections of coax? I think you said there's 8 sections. Is it maybe something like, I don't know, a foot and a half for each of the independent coax sections?
I heard that. Yeah, I forgot to tell you. It was 237 millimeters. 237 millimeters or maybe a little bit more because you've got to put that little piece on the end that you solder to. Is your email at QRZ? I could look you up and I could send you the PDF file that I'm using from N1HF something, HFY I think it is. It's the guy that did an article on this antenna. Are you on QRZ? Over.
Yes, I am on QRZ. It's probably just as easy just to remember my call sign at yahoo.com. But since you're driving, maybe it's easier to send you an email, and then that way you have it and you don't have to worry about writing it down as you're driving. So let me ask you, Brian, in reverse, are you good on QRZ for email?
Roger that. I'm on QRZ. It's NHBZR, November 8, Bravo Zulu Romeo. So, yes, go look up my email there and send me an email, and I'll be glad to talk to you. And I'll take care of Vladimir, too.
Send you my picture of my latest project to you, Brian, and to you, Dave, okay? Now I am QSY to the kitchen. Good luck to both of you guys, and Brian, Mike is yours.
Yeah, I'm QSY to the kitchen, too. I'm cooking 20 pounds of dog food for my puppies, so I got to go get to work. I just got back from the store. So talk to you later, David. Talk to you later. Vladimir 73 to you both. This is NABZR. We're going to go in the house and listen. Over.
Okay, great timing, Brian, because I was thinking I need to do the same thing here. Going and put the feedback on here, too. So I'll say 73 of both of you. Yes, nice chatting with you. You know, especially talking about antennas and such, so we can do some more in the future. But, yeah, I've been lollygagging and just playing around the house, so I need to get a little bit more active and maybe actually get outside here. Anyways, 73, gentlemen, have a great afternoon. This is W8RIT.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 32 degrees.
P8DB.
Connected to CMN Network.
is W8FU testing. Test 1, 2, 3. This is W8FU testing, 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6, working great.
Oh, sorry, I've got a headset on and I got it up too loud and I didn't hear that. Who was that?
K-E-A-W-U-O, just saying it's working great.
My main man, Johnny. We're working with Dakota right now. He's working on his repeater, and it was, you might have heard the crashes, and I think we got it licked. Dakota, you in there?
NADDF, I think it's fixed. It's not crashing.
No, why that one jumper was doing that is beyond me, but... audio sounds good coming this way. I think I sound good coming that way based on what I'm hearing over the phone. So now all you got to do is see if now we fix that local audio issue, now that we did the right jumper. And I'm going to scratch my head over why the hell that one jumper had anything at all to do with your problem.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. I don't know either. So... maybe I misunderstood. I thought we were supposed to unjump that JP2, but we actually needed to jump JP2.
Well, now, no, hold on. Remember when I told you originally, go in there, when we thought JP2 was what you were actually monkeying with was JP6, you know, I said go in there and whatever the status of JP2 is, change it, because we know it's locally repeating. Now, if you unplug that cable, I told you to unplug and look for the red light, you won't see a red light.
All right, copy that. So the only person that I know that can hear this repeater in the area is Phil and Wyatt. Phil's at work, so I either have to wait for Wyatt to hop on the air or test with Phil tomorrow. But as long as I'm not trashing the network, that's my main concern. I can live with lower audio. Transmitter status up and PTT showing that it was keyed. If I unkey, COS dropped and said clear, but then PTT stayed keyed for a minute and then dropped.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, John, don't want to miss you there. I'll be back in a second. John, go ahead. I've got to check something. I'm gonna drop the CMN network so they don't hear. They have to listen to this.
Yeah, no worries. I just everybody's doing your little sound check.
WDAKLL.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankees. Monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees.
Are you here? Thank you, Doc.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is KFA, EDQ listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network.
Should we have some test 1-2?
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy, 33 degrees.